Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 p.m. Central Time, and we are here as many Thursdays as we possibly can based on schedules and world events with a great friend of ours. Her name is always Janine Avila. Janine and I met a long time ago. She was a guest host for a good friend of ours. Her name is Doris Wood, and Doris Wood ran a thing called the MLMIA for a real long time. Janine was a guest host of ours, and a guest host on that show, and we decided that she called me back a couple of months or years or whatever after that, and she says, you know, I really like doing that stuff. Can we do that again? And I always like working with Janine. She's got a great attitude. She works super-duper hard. She tells you the way it is. She's a great leader. She's a mom, a grandma, a great-grandma, maybe even a great-great-great-grandma by now. Who knows? She's fertile. She had seven kids. She raised them. She's just amazing. And we do this radio show, like I said, as often as we can. And this one, though, is going to be, I believe, a four-week series. So if the world lines up, it's going to be for the next 4 weeks. If the world doesn't line up, it'll however we're going to scatter it out, but we'll label it. So this is part one of a four-week series, and I'm kind of excited about this because this is where Janine lives. I mean, she teaches this stuff and has taught this stuff for a super-duper long time, and this is the sort of things a lot of people really need to focus on, especially now. I'll share with you where there are so many things that can distract your mind. So if you're looking to have a great year, survive the process, succeed, all that sort of stuff, depending on where you are, pay attention, grab a notepad. We're going to be able to have this recorded on buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, and you'll be able to hear this on janineavila.com as well. So, Janine, over and back to you.
Well, thank you, Peter. It's always so nice. It's always such a confidence booster for me to listen to you talk about me, and it's really nice. So I appreciate it. And I appreciate everyone that's listening in, whether it's live or on the podcast. And I'm really excited about this four-part series that Peter told you about. And this was a series that I did. I actually started this back in, like, 2016. And it was we called it the three R's, and I traveled around doing this seminar. It was a full six-day seminar, and I charged like $199 for the day when I first started doing it. And I got, of all the things I've done, Peter, I probably got the most feedback from this seminar. And it's called Reboot, Recharge, and Reinvent Yourself. And I was inspired about 25 years ago when I had had a stroke and I lost my speech and I was going through a divorce, and not just one, but two of my best friends died suddenly. So, you know, I was not a lot of fun to be around back then. And I went and heard Les Brown speak. And for those of you who may not know, Les Brown's one of the number one motivational speakers in the world. And he was talking about, he said, sometimes in life you got to reinvent yourself. And you just have to do it. And it doesn't mean you want to, but you got to start to go through the process of reinventing yourself. And for some reason, and I know many of you can probably relate to this, when you hear truth, you just know it's truth. And I was backstage because I was speaking at the same event he was, and I was going to go on stage, and I had literally been crying backstage because of my divorce, and I'd received a phone call from my ex-husband, and I was a mess. And fortunately, I have a show must go on mentality, so I knew I had to go on stage, but I was trying to shake off the personal life part of it. And so anyway, and he was on stage and I was backstage, so I hear this. Sometimes you got to reinvent yourself. And it just landed in my mind and heart, and I thought, you know, he's talking to me. It's time for me to reinvent myself, because the version of myself that I – had always imagined was to be married and, you know, the rest of my life and the white picket fence and the kids and the husband and all that. And now I'm going through divorce. You know, I had had a stroke and I was trying to come back from, you know, losing my speech and everything in my life as I knew it had to change. And he talked about how to do that. And then fast forward, you know, 15, 20 years, and I was, you know, my computer was not working right. And, you know, we all know, says every IT guy in America, our friendly Justin Boyd, who's been on a few times, he won't even talk to you about your problem, really, until you've told him you rebooted. Because when you reboot the computer, it sorts everything out and it refreshes and it sort of clears out all the garbage and the cached memory and the things like that. And you reboot and you come back and things are either sorted out or they're not, but at least you have a much better chance. And so I was thinking about that, and then in my mind I started thinking, you know, sometimes we just need more rest. When you're going through periods of stress or a hard stage or a rough patch in your life, you got to recharge yourself. And most of my friends and family know, like, I refer to my bed as the charger, because you got to get in there and charge yourself back up. In fact, I was just talking to somebody today about the damage of not getting sleep, what it does. And a couple of people were talking about it, and one person was saying, well, I can go without sleep. And I said, actually, you can't. You might think you can, but there's damage that occurs, and it sometimes doesn't surface till later. So recharge, rest up. That's why, you know, you go on vacation and you sharpen the saw and you rest so you can restore yourself. So if you're going to, the reason the order I've got these words in, reboot, like shut down, start over, and then recharge. And I love, you all know, I love to talk about Morgan and her marketing abilities. And when I was, and Morgan, I actually met Morgan when she came to one of these seminars that I was doing. And that's how we actually met, and then our relationship grew, and then she does all the marketing for the show. And if it wasn't for Morgan, this show would probably not still exist, because she does a great job. But Morgan created, if you didn't, you got to go look at Janine Avila Live on Instagram or on Facebook. She created the best little promotion for the show, and it actually shows a phone charged into a heart, and the hearts are coming off of it. So I'm going to talk in a minute, and it is a four-part series because this is work. This isn't just like, oh, you listen to one podcast and your life has changed. I'm going to give you some real-life things you can do that can really help you reinvent yourself a little bit. And you might need a major reinvention, or, you know, sometimes they knock the house down and they rebuild, or sometimes you just knock a wall down, or sometimes you just, you know, paint and get some new furniture and give it a little facelift. And that's something that you and only you can know. But in this four-part series, this is a powerful time life management seminar that you're getting in the way of a podcast in four 30-minute segments. So I'm leaving out some stuff, and I'm going to warp some time and cram some things in. But what we're going to talk about over the next 4 weeks is how to create a productive life plan that you design that works for you, how to get more done in less time and have better results. That's always good. These are just things I've had to learn, and I've had great mentors, so I'm passing it on. You're going to learn how to use social media technology to make your life positive and productive. And like the cell phone, social media is a double-edged sword. It can make your life more fun, more positive and productive, or it can take you down. But the common denominator is you, how you look at it and how you use it. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. I want to share some ways that you can have new strategies. Like oftentimes we have to do something that seems really hard, but all you really need is a strategy so that you can, you know, here we are, we're in, March 3rd of 2022, and what are you going to do this year that you didn't do last year that you wanted to do? And we're going to talk about how to identify that. You're going to learn how to build and cultivate positive relationships in your life that support you. I'm going to give you a technique that I've used for more than 25 years to figure out the people in your life that support you or bring you down. I'm also going to talk to you about some creative ways, and the word creative just leads to fun, some creative ways you can generate more income and build security for yourself, build a wall of protection around yourself. So if something goes wrong, and like Les Brown says, if you're not in a storm, watch out. One might be coming. Determine your strengths and build on them. A lot of times people dwell in the land of their weaknesses. And what I want you to do is focus on your strengths and build on them. And I'm going to show you a strategy for doing that. You're going to learn some secrets that happen in the wee hours of the morning that might surprise you. And there's also a three-week cycle that occurs in just about everyone's mindset and life. And I'll give you a formula so you can stay in control and so you don't get blindsided by the unexpected. And so you can come back strong. I'm not saying things aren't going to happen. They are. But the ways that you navigate around them and the way you survive the storm is by being prepared and not like thinking, oh, there won't be a storm, everything will be fine, but saying, I hope there's no storm, but by gosh, if there is one, I'm going to be ready. And these are my strategies, and these are the people around me that I can count on to support me. So then you really can be in control of your life. You can be productive. You can work from home. You can design the life you want. And if it's whether you're reinventing yourself because you're going through a major career change, death of a loved one who'd always been a big part of your life, a divorce, or you just don't feel content or satisfied with yourself, and you're looking for ways to really find true joy and to live your life fully self-expressed. Get the most out of your day and not waste time, but savor time. So that's what we're going to talk about. Peter, I'll kick it over to you before I come back, and I'll start out with talking about a strong foundation.
It's all great information. And I know from your background with all the things that you've worked on, you've done this several times, the reboot, the recharge, and the reinvent. So we're going to be right back listening to Janine Avila. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Janine Avila. And just a little note, you were talking a little bit about social media. I've seen more people get distracted and depressed and leaving social media now because social media beat them down. So there's a great thing about this whole reboot, recharge, and reinvent when it comes to your life and also in your approaches towards whatever you might be doing. So sometimes this is going to be great stuff, and this is going to probably be something you apply every day. It's not just one course that you take and then it's over. This is stuff becomes your lifestyle. So back to you, Janine.
Well, I appreciate you starting out with that social media comment because I have a little different theory about it. And I think that what happens, Peter, well, I know what happens is that people get on social media and we all have the same access to social media, but it's how you use it. And for me, like, I don't have a problem. I don't feel beaten down by social media because I control it because I like I said, it's a double-edged sword. So for me, I have a lot of friends and family and loved ones across North America. And I love the fact that I can, you know, keep up with my, you know, the other day my friends Justin and Kristen called me because their son was standing up for the first time, and they called me on FaceTime, and I got to see it. And then later on, I got to see more fun stuff happening on social media. And I have a great-grandson that I've never met, but I get to see his pictures. I saw that he went to his first rodeo last night. And so it helps me. It brings me joy. What I don't do with social media is I don't sit there and stream and read all these feeds and read everybody's political regurgitations and their opinions. And I see a lot of times I stopped doing that. I used to do it because I was interested, but I don't watch the news because I understand what the news is. And you have to pay attention to what you let in your mind and your ears. And when you're being fed this constant stream of whatever they want you to believe or see, it takes you away and it distracts you from creating the solid foundation to live your own life. And when people post negative things, the person that goes down the stream and all of a sudden you're looking at some horrible scene, you can't unhear that. Not to put your head in the sand, it's important to understand current events and what's going on in the world, but how many people understand that the news is a business? It's not like a public service announcement. It is a business, and it's dictated and meant to be a business of profit. So whatever they feel is going to get the most attention or the most listener audience so they can sell the most commercials, that's what they're going to show. And I saw a movie years ago called Wag the Dog that I never forgot, and it really changed me. So I used to think that you had to look at the news because my parents watched the news religiously. So a lot of people don't watch the news, but they get on social media, and there's people on social media that post their political opinions, like something negative or something horrible. And if you want to really use social media at its finest, follow certain people that are uplifting and positive and contribute to something you can do something about. And the things you can control is what's going on in your own life. And if you want to share and help people, I love that social media for me. If somebody's, like when my mom was in the hospital, I was able to notify a whole bunch of people quickly and ask for prayer. And you get a tremendous amount of support. One of the best things about social media is all the birthday wishes. That's tons of fun. So a lot of times instead of being like alone or lonely, somebody could be sitting there reading positive posts from people. And I have a couple of friends that will share those reels with each other and just make each other laugh. If I have friends that are sending me negative reels, then I don't want to participate in that because life is hard enough. And I've, as you know, Peter, I've had a tremendous amount of hardship in my own life. And so I'm looking for positive, uplifting things that can help me and I can control my life. And it's a way to drop by and visit, you know, friends and family in other states. And you can do a quick, you know, heart, you like something you see, you can say something, and just stay in communication with people that matter to you. So that's kind of my thought on social media. And later in this series, I'm going to share some business ideas that will really help you of how you can use social media in the year 2022 to help create a profit center for yourself or to let people know about your business, what drives you, your passion. And believe me, people are interested. So speaking of that, I said I was going to talk about a strong foundation. And here's a question to write down, and this is like a self-checkpoint, is ask yourself this question when you're trying to reboot and reinvent yourself. You got to know what drives you, like you. And when you do this, you have to think about you and whether you have to go back to when you were a little kid or a teenager and think about what you wanted to be, because life can beat you down, especially if you've had some hardships or you've been in some controlling, abusive relationships. Pretty soon you're thinking the way somebody else wanted you to think. And if you're not happy, and happiness, I think you all know, is an inside job. It's something you do for yourself. It's not your spouse's job. It's not your friend's job. It's nobody's job to make you happy. You know, the Marine Corps is not coming to make you happy. That's something you need to do, and this is how you do it. You figure out what drives you. And that's self-checkpoint number one. What drives you? What did you do? What experiences? And you have to turn off the TV and turn off the phone and sit down with a piece of paper and think. And I think one of the greatest problems a lot of people have today is they don't allow themselves enough time to think. And sometimes that means you have to get up earlier, or you have to go to bed earlier so you can get up earlier, or you have to turn the ringers off on the phone. We were talking about social media a minute ago, And somebody said something to me about, well, I invited you. You should have got a notification. And I said, are you aware that I don't have the notifications for social media on my phone? And they were like, oh, I didn't even know you could turn those off. So she was inviting me to things and thinking I was getting a notification. But I went to a time management seminar about 15 years ago, and they talked about how distractions impede success and peace of mind. So I went into my phone and I turned off all, I have, you know, Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and a few things, but I don't ever get notifications on my phone. That way I stay in control. This is peace of mind, you guys. So I am not getting notified because somebody invited me to something. So I'm working on something. Now I stop and I go look at what my phone wants me to look at. My brother Mike said years ago when cell phones first came out, for those of you like me and, well, like Peter, that are old enough to remember, and I said something about, well, I called you, and he said, Janine, I carry this cell phone for my convenience, not yours, and he started laughing. But it was profound. So when you look at your cell phone or your social media, you have to realize that's for your convenience, not so that everybody can have access to you 24/7. And it's so you can decide. And I have to tell you, when I turned off all those notifications on my phone, a major shift happened. I had more time to think. And then it was up to me. And when I sit down and I think, I feel like playing on my phone. Then I go into my social media and I'm like, let me go see what's going on in Idaho. Or let me go see what Tom's doing up there. Or let me see what Justin and Kirsten are doing. And let's see if, what Asher's, if he's laughing. And let me see what Morgan's doing in Long Beach. And let me see what, you know, my niece Julie's doing in Virginia Beach, and let me go out to Florida and see what this friend's doing or that. And it's a way that I can, that's what drives me, my friends and family and my relationships. There's nothing more important to me, but that's me. Like, I love my work, I love my career, and I'm passionate about those things, but most important to me and what drives me are things that give me the freedom to visit my friends and family or to be able to send little gifts in the mail. And those things like that that I do, that's what drives me. But we all have different personality styles. So the task, the number one task probably of this call, and we have like 8 minutes to go, is to ask yourself what drives you. And this is how you're going to figure out the life plan and how you're going to find your peace. What activities were you most passionate about when you were younger? And a lot of times when people take the time to focus and think of that, then you're able to design the life you want. And sometimes people end up in a career, and it's like it wasn't the career they went to school for or that they chose. It's where they ended up based on circumstances or a job they were offered. And that's okay. It's good to take those jobs. But the thing is, if you're not happy and you're not excited to get up and go to work, then it might be time to reinvent yourself. By the way, you never quit a job unless you have a way to make money. So you don't want to run around and follow your feelings. Like, you've all heard that saying, you follow your heart but take your brain with you. So you want to make sure you can make a living. You ask yourself this important question. When did you feel, or have you ever felt, the most alive? What were you doing? What causes and issues in the world do you feel passionate about today? If you're passionate about certain causes, like about 10 years ago, I got involved with the Red Cross in Santa Cruz, and I absolutely loved the work I did with the Red Cross. And I actually got trained in emotional first aid, and I didn't even know there was such a thing. But it made perfect sense, because when there's a disaster, they need people that can go into the situation and help people if they've just lost their home or lost a family member, or they need people that can help people get out of that, because it's a tragic thing when you're oftentimes you're shocked and you're at a loss. So for me, when I look at the friends I met at the Red Cross, like I'm friends with them, like Camellia, and all the friends I met there, Patsy Gaska, we became lifetime friends, and we were like war buddies. We worked together, and we made a difference together, and we met in the middle of the night together, and it drives me. I love stuff like that because I like helping people. And when I think about what drives me, I think about that stuff. But that's me. You might, like, hate that kind of stuff. So for some people, they like laying in the sun, being on the beach, you know, casual conversation. It might be artwork. It might be playing rugby, or might be playing checkers or solitaire or painting or walking dogs. Or, you know, a lot of people like to do pet sitting, and, you know, they might have a job, but when they're doing that, they love it. They feel like they, it's just, I don't know why this is landing right now for me, but like when I go, I recently tore my meniscus and I was on crutches and I was getting an MRI on my leg. And I always wonder, how do you decide you want to be a radiologist? And that, because to me, I would have no interest in doing that. But I know a lot of people that do want to do that. And it's not, you know, it's not your passion. It's not, I'm not asking what career path pays well. I'm asking what drives you. Are you really living your life fully self-expressed and doing something that when you were 10 and somebody said, what do you want to be when you grow up? What popped out of your mouth? And it's that stuff, because we're at a place right now where there's not a lot of joy in the world, and we can create our own joy, and we can feel stuck, and we can put on the news, and we can hear all the fear, the dogma, and all the stuff, and it can get very depressing. And oftentimes we have people in our lives that focus on the negative. And that's why I always tell people, if I don't watch the news, and like, how do you know what's going on? They're like, believe me, there's people that will tell me. There's people that love to tell you that what's going on in the news. So you don't ever have to be in fear of not knowing what's going on, but don't live in it and take a bath in it and get depressed by it, and then you can't function. And I'm saying that because, again, we've got so much going on in the news right now, and that's been a lifetime problem. You know, I've dealt with that my whole life, of watching people being depressed because they're continually watching the news. So focus on your life, how you can give back or contribute, or is it when you're riding a horse or driving a car? Or, you know, my dad used to love to go on long drives. Like, that was his thing. He loved doing that. I was a barrel racer when I was young. I loved the rodeo. And when I think back to how I felt the most free, it was when I was running my horse and running around those barrels and competing and doing the things that just really, that's when I felt the most free. So I think about that, and I really can't barrel race anymore. I guess maybe I could, but it might not be a good idea, as accident injury prone as I've been lately in my life. But it's just time for your check-in to ask yourself, what do I want to do? And then when you pay attention to what comes out on paper, and then ask yourself again, is this really my life? Like, whose life am I living? Are you living the life your parents wanted you to live? Are you living your life in rebellion of your parents? Are you living the life that somebody thought you should do? Or are you living your life, what drives you? And if the answer to that is, I don't feel passionate, I don't feel happy, and I'll tell you one thing I know to be true. When you're passionate and you're happy, you jump out of bed in the morning and you're excited about your day and you're positive. When you're living somebody else's life or something out of duty that you think you should do, or you're just doing it for the money, it can be pretty miserable. So, Peter, I only gave you 2 minutes to chime in. I was, like, obviously on a roll, and I've taught this material so long that I love it. I'm passionate about it, and I'm excited about next week. Today is just kind of really identifying where you are, and if you're listening to the podcasts, you can go through all four of them really quickly, but we'll be here live next week, and I'm going to talk about recharging and how to get that heart charge, and, like, Morgan's great little marketing piece with the hearts coming out and charging in, and how when you have the right people in your life, you're going to learn how you can recharge yourself. So, Peter, I'll go over to you, and I'll be looking forward to next week and preparing some great material for this show.
Great information. So make sure you check out buildingforgeradio.com/Janine. This is going to be labeled as like part one of this four-part series, so you'll be able to hear this one and then the other ones as we do them, and then be able to listen to them over and over again. And the one thing that I would just mention as a little comment over here is, as I was listening to the questions that you asked me, you know, that you were asking, I was taking them down personally as well, I was saying to myself, I can't answer these questions in the state of mind that I'm in right now because I'm working, we're doing the radio show, blah, blah, blah. I would almost have to be in a quiet state with less distractions where I could really focus on those answers because some of those questions were pretty heavy duty. And mm-hmm. I think the answers would come when my mind is more at rest than it is at the hectic pace that usually happens. So I'd say write those down, then really dwell on them, and maybe change your state of mind a couple of different ways as you're answering those questions. Because, you know, when you think about what made you happy as a kid, it's been a really long time. You know what I mean? Really, really, really long time since I've been on that mindset. Like, I got to go back away. I got to go pull out some dusty old hard drives from the file, if you know what I mean. So, but all great stuff. All great stuff and really easy to be distracted. So I'm going to say I'll let you wrap it up, but thanks for doing this and doing it for the next however many weeks we're going to be able to do this. And if there's an interruption, because sometimes there are, we'll just do a replay. So you, like, if there was an interruption for next week, we'll just do part one again. So if you're here and you hear it again, that's just because there might have been an interruption in our day, which might be possible with all the crazy stuff that's going on. Because us doing a live show 4 weeks in a row is itself an accomplishment. So who knows what might be happening. Because that's just the way life goes sometimes. So when we talk about, you know, rebooting, recharging, and reinventing, this is the life we live every day. So I'll let you wrap it up, Janine.
All right. Thank you so much, Peter. Everyone listening tonight, you can always find me at janineavila.com. And I'm looking for some new coaching clients. So if you're looking for somebody who can kind of mentor you and guide you and help you through the process, if you know you want to do it but you don't, you need a little help being accountable, I have coaching at janineavila.com. And I'm thrilled to be here tonight. I'm going to excitedly put together the show for next week with the kind of the current situations and what happens. And thank you for your time. And you can always find us at buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks,
have a great night.
Thanks, Janine.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.